We're speaking about how that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, not just for Malachim, but also for a Golem. He said, what does it mean Rosh Hashanah for a Golem? Well, anyway, first of all, the regal is only later, deeper into the month. We say, Nachanami, this is the Chodesh that the regal Sheboy is Rosh Hashanah from a Golem. And that, what does that mean? That means that Pesach is Rosh Hashanah from a Golem, which is in reference to Baal to Acher, that a person can't be late when he makes a pledge. And this is going according to Shita Rabbi Shimon, that you have three regalim, and your three regalim start with Pesach, and they end with Sukkos. And we had a machlokes about that. There's one mandarama that holds you have three regalim, just three regalim, and there's another mandarama. Then we read the Brice report, bunch of mandarama, one's just three regalim. Then we have Reb Shimon's opinion is three regalim in order. Then we have the opinion of one regal. Then we have an opinion of two regalim. Then we have an opinion of only Sukkos. So we had all these different opinions, and we started going through each one. What is he learning from, and what does the other person do with that pasuk? So we spoke about what do we do with the pasuk according to the one that doesn't learn it from. He does not learn it from there. So what does he use what seems to be those extra words for? So the Gemara says he learns, he uses it as a hekesh. From the hekesh, he will learn that atzeres, which means shavuos. Shavuos will have tashlum, and if you don't bring your carbon right away, you can bring it for another altogether 7 days, just like you have by Pesach. Says the Gemara, why don't you learn 8 days like you have by Sukkah? Says the Gemara, no, maybe Sukkah doesn't have 8 days because Shmini is regel bifnei atzmoy. Says the Gemara, what? Shmini is not regel bifnei atzmoy. Shmini is only regel bifnei atzmoy concerning certain halachas. What are those halachas called? Pazar kashav. Those are the only things. What is pazar kashav? Rashi tells us pias, which means that the way it worked is on Sukkah, there was so many different korbanos. They do a lottery. They do a pias. And they would draw lots to figure out who's supposed, which kohen is supposed to be, which mishmar is supposed to be involved in that avoida. However, when it came to Shmini Atzeres, so it wasn't a part of that pius of the rest of the yomtiv. That's pay. That's for pius of pazar. Zion is zman shachiyonu. It's got its own shachiyonu. Resh is regel, which means it doesn't have the same the name of the regal. When you say when we say in the davening, we don't say Yom Chag HaSukkah, we say Shmini Chag HaTeres HaZeh or Shmini HaTeres HaChag HaZeh. It depends on your nusach. But the point is, it has the name of its own regal, Pazar Kashav. It's got its own din of Karbanos. It's different than the Karbanos of Sukkah. That's Kash Pazar Kashav. The Shin is the Shir. The Shir of Levim would sing in the Beis Hamikdash was different, and the base at the end is the Bracha. When they would give a bracha to the melech, that is, that would be different. Al kopanim, only benoge to those things we say that it's shmini atzeres regel b'fnei atzmo, but benoge to tashlumin. It is true that how many days does Sukkot have for tashlumin? 8. How many days does Pesach have? 7. Shmini atzeres is going to learn from one of them. Why are you learning 7? You should learn 8. Answers the Gemara, a very important, famous klal, which is tafasta meruba, like tafasta, tafasta mua, tafasta b. Conservative. One in the hand is worth two in the bush. Someone said another quote this morning. I don't remember what it was. Better safe than sorry, but no, there's something else. Anyway, whatever it was, that's the idea of tafasta mu'a, tafasta mu'a, lo tafasta. Says the Gemara on the bottom of daf dalet on the base. Ella the ma'ilcha sukkas mirachmana the chag hasukkos. So concerning what did halacha? Did we write Chag HaSukkos in that pasuk? Don't forget that everything that we said was only going to get a Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos. We're saying now we don't learn Chag HaSukkos, the 8th day of Tashlumin, 4th Shmini Atzeres. So what are we writing it for? Especially if we said that was the main thing that was extra in that pasuk, the word Chag HaSukkos. So what are we writing it for? Says the Gemara, we're in the bottom of Daf Dalet on the base. Says the Gemara, Elamai Hilchos Sukkos Rachmona LaChag HaSukkos, LaAkushe LaChag HaMatzos. We're turning over the Amid. Ma chag hamatzos ta'un lina, av chag hasukos ta'un lina, just like chag hamatzos, you got to spend the night. You got to soak in the rays of Kedusha in the holy city of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Spend the night there in Yerushalayim after the Yom Tov. The first night of Chol HaMoed has to be spent there in Yerushalayim. When that's with chag hamatzos, so to chag hasukos, you have to spend the night there. The Hasam Yinola, there itself, how do we know by chag hamatzos you have to spend the night? The Chassim, it says in the Pasuk, Ufanisa baboiker v'halachta le'oihalecha, that he will turn in the morning and go back to his tent, which means that he's only turning in the morning, which means where did he spend the night? In Yerushalayim. Okay, back again, folks. So that's how we know that you're supposed to spend the night in Yerushalayim when it comes to Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaMatzos. And as a Hekesh, we're going to say also Chag HaSukkos, he has to spend, he has to linger, spend some time in Yerushalayim. Don't just come and bring your carbon and leave. Part of the Moshe Feinstein writes, part of the idea of coming to Yerushalayim is in order to like feel the Kedusha and to experience it, to spend some time there. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'tana kama Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Tashlumin la'atzeres mina lohu. Tanakhan Rishim and Elazar use the pasuk Chagamatzel Chagashuos Chagasukas for something else. Either they use it to tell you that you need three regalim, or they use it to tell them that you need these three regalim, and also it has to be Chag HaSukkos is the acharon. But the point is that they use this pasuk already. So where do they learn Tashlum and Atzeres Minalu? Where do they learn it from? So the Gemara Nafkaluhu Midatani Rabba Bar Shmuel. They're using it. They're learning from somewhere else. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel Amra Toira. The Torah says, "Mana yomim mekadesh chodesh." We count days to be mekadesh the chodesh. Now this is interesting because it's not like a real counting of days, but the Gemara is saying we count days mekadesh the chodesh. How many days are there in every month? 30 days, right? Or 29 days, 30 days, but we count the days mekadesh the month. Mana yomim mekadesh atzeres. We count days and we're mekadesh shavuos. When do we start counting in order to mekadesh shavuos? Start counting the day after Pesach, we start counting Sefiras HaOmer, and when it leads up to Shavuos. So, Mana Yom Mekadesh Atzeres, says the Gemara. Ma Chodesh Liminuyav, just like we count the Chodesh to its unit. What is the unit that we're counting is days. So, therefore, the amount of time that you have once you reach that pinnacle is a day. Atzeres Liminuyav, also Atzeres, we are counting weeks. After all, the Pasuk says, Sheva Shavuos says you should count 7 weeks. So Limnuyah. So if we're counting weeks, you will now have at the culmination a entire week. Sheva Shabbosois Tamimois. That's what it says. Says the Gemara. The Ematzeres Chad Yoima. The Gemara says, hold on a second. You don't just count weeks, you also count days. So if you're telling me that you're going to have a Yom Tov, which will be a culmination of the units that you had, well, there's a unit of days when it comes to counting Sefiras HaOmer also. So Ve'ema, let us say, Atzeres is Chad Yoima, is only one day, because you're counting days. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Atu Atzeres, Yoima Maninon, Shvui, Loi Maninon. Would you say that Atzeres, you count days and you don't count weeks? You count both of them. Ve'amar Mar, Mitzvah Lemimni Yoima, U'mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. There's a mitzvah to count days and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. So the unit that we count to, it's true that we count to days, but we also count to weeks. So therefore, you have a week to celebrate. Now the Gemara says another answer. Maybe the Gemara doesn't like the original one because we just said before, there's a concept of tefasta meruba loy tefasta. Maybe the Gemara thinks you got to be conservative. But another answer is Chag Shavuos Ksiv. What is the name of the holiday? Hello? What do we call this holiday? The festival of weeks. So therefore, clearly it's going to be the focus is the weeks. Says the Gemara, a question. We're asked, Pesach bar mikrov birgolamu? Now the Gemara is going back. Great, we did a great job on all the psukim. If you remember, we set an exhaustive list of all the things they're going to have Baal Ta'achar. That list was on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And over there it said lots of things. I will quickly read it for you. You don't have to, no need to turn the page, but I'll tell you, it's right there on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, Chayvei Damim, and Erechin, and Charamim, and Ekdeshes, and Chatois, and Hashamois, and Oilis, and Shlomim, and Stokas, and Maisus, and Bechor, and Meiser. All of these things are going to have Baal Ta'achar, and Pesach, and Leket Shechan Peh. Now, Korban Pesach is a funny one, because Korban Pesach, this is not a question of, like, you have to bring it by a certain time. It's a very specific date when it has to be brought. You can't like say, okay, I'll bring it tomorrow or the day after. So Pesach, what does the Gemara mean? It says you have until Sukkot, you have until one regal, two regals. What? What are you talking about? Ask the Gemara. Pesach, says the Gemara. Pesach bar mikra biragolimu. Is Pesach something you could bring on the different festivals, the different regalim that you're talking about when you're over about the Acher? Pesach zmane kamile. Pesach has a very fixed time. If you're makrovit on that fixed time, You were makrid, if not, so then it's a for sure nincha. So what are we talking about? How can you have a discussion if it's two regalim, three, one regal, three regalim? Pesach is very clear. You got to bring it on what day? Pesach. Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach kedin aspa. Rav Chisda says enochanami. When the Gemara, when we wrote Pesach in that list, it kind of like just creeped in. It just was born in. We're talking about all the other korbanos, so maybe we got a little carried away. Speaking about the korbanos, and we just throw it in. That's, those are the korbanos that are written together. Now, I want to explain to you, this morning when I was saying this, someone either rolled his eyes or said that they has a hard time in this teretz. I want you to understand something, my friends, that these brises were all Torah Shabbal Peh. Everything was memorized. So a lot of times there are certain things that people just threw together. For example, Shem Echinim, Shem Esachar, Shoyal and Soicher. You always throw them together. Ganav and Goslin. There's certain things, Gneva ve Aveda. There's certain things that we just throw them together. We just do it. And that's all part of like helping us using tools to be able to remember things. So maybe the Pesach just goes in that group. And that's just like a way of saying, okay, we said, and they said Pesach, but it's true. If a person would actually, he would pay attention to the detail, so then Pesach doesn't belong in this list. That's what this Mandarmer is saying. Pesach kedin aspa, Pesach was just brought extra. If you're right, there is no discussion of different moedim when it comes to carbon Pesach. That's the first answer. Now, in the second, Rav Sheshes gives a different answer. And he says, my Pesach, shalmei Pesach. What does it mean, a carbon Pesach? It means a shalmei Pesach, which is as follows. Let's see a person has a carbon Pesach, right? He sets aside his animal that's going to be his carbon Pesach. The animal's name is Betsy, of course. Everyone up here's name is Betsy. Anyway, he's got his Betsy, and he's ready for Pesach, but lo and behold, it's 2 days, 3 days before Pesach, and Betsy has gone AWOL, disappeared. Now, back in the day, in these farms, you never know what happens. It could be there was like a fox, or it could be someone came to steal it, or it could be it ran away. I don't know. He's getting frantic. He needs a carbon Pesach ASAP. So what does he do? He goes to his corral, and he gets another one named Nelly. Now he's got Nelly as his carbon Pesach. He's good to go. He's got nothing to be afraid of. He's okay. Anyway, Betsy then returns to the scene where she was. It's an unsolved mystery. Don't make any difference. You can't have two carbon Pesachs. The first one, the second one is your carbon Pesach, especially if he was makriv it already, but even if he wasn't, I think. Anyway, one of them is going to revert to be a carbon shlamim. And this is an important little detail, which is that the carbon Pesach is a form of shlamim. It's a type of shlamim. In other words, it's a subcategory of shlamim. So if it can't be brought as a regular Pesach, it is brought as a shlamim. So now that I'm not bringing it as a Pesach, does it have to be brought on Yud Daled Nisan? The answer is no. But how long do I have to bring it? Three regalim, or two regalim, whatever the machlokes is. Says the Gemara, that's what we're talking about. Summer, my Pesach, shalmei Pesach. A shlamim, which was a Pesach, and is now just a shlam, says the Gemara. Ihachi haynu shlamim. If that's the case, then it already says it. Oyla, shlamim. It said those already, so already mentioned shlamim. So what are you telling me? Says the Gemara, tana shlamim haboy machmas Pesach. Tana shlamim haboy machmas atzman. There are two different types of shlamim. This is not just a regular shlam anymore. This is a shlam which was generated through a carbon Pesach. It started with the Kedusha's carbon Pesach, which it kind of lost somewhere along the way. It says the Gemara, Sal Kedaituch Amino. Hoyulu Machmas Pesach Kasi. I would have thought that being when Betsy was a carbon Pesach, did she have a Baal Ta'achar? Did she have a ticker on her? No, because she's definitely going to have to be brought when? Yudal Nisan. So she didn't have three regalim. So therefore, being that when she started, this was Machmas Pesach Kasi, it started as a carbon Pesach, therefore Ke Pesach Damu. I would think that now it's like Pesach and it doesn't have a Baal Te'acher. Or Rashi actually says, you're going to be over in the regular Rishon, Kamash Malon. That no, Kamash Malon has regular Baal Te'acher. We will continue. We did a lot today. Baruch Hashem, I'm very proud, I'm very happy. Anyone have any questions that we could perhaps answer, or we will reconvene tomorrow night?
I was wondering what the musig of giving a bracha to the malachim on Yom Tovim are. Is that something that we do today? And what was done back then?
So what Rav Pinchas is referring to is Pazar Kashav. We spoke about Kashav. The last thing is the bracha that's given to the malachim. I don't... Let me see what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "Bracha la'atzma varchin hayu es hamelech zeichel chanukas habayis." They'd give a bracha to the king. I want you to know that I was in Morocco, and beautiful show Morocco. The king of Morocco was a very kind king, and by Psichas Ha'aron, I don't know if anyone on the call was there. David Uri was there. Both of us were in our jalabia. The king, they give a ganz final bracha misha berach to the king every Shabbos by Psichas Ha'aron. The Rav comes to the front. The king has been very benevolent and very kind. And he actually financed a lot of the shul area, the complex which the shul is in. So they give lots of brachas to the king. And that's one of the things that we show respect to our kings, our Jewish kings, our Goyish kings. As long as they're kind to us, we're faithful to them.
They do that on every Shabbos?
In Morocco, they do, yeah.
Okay, they're fine.
Okay, my friends, that's it for now.